I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Precipitation this morning and right now, 33 downtown.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The new Salt Lake Airport is growing more expensive by the billions of dollars.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the price tag has gone up another $500 million to now be $4.1 billion. At the groundbreaking, the first phase was expected to cost $1.8 billion, but the costs keep flying out. The Tribune says its facilities being added or expanded to handle the extra growth that's been happening since they first planned it all, like Delta wanting a larger Sky Club or higher tech equipment needed for security screening. The higher costs will be covered by user fees paid by airlines and their passengers. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The investigation continues in Roy this morning, where a small airplane crashed into a home yesterday, killing the pilot.
And I just saw this black smoke coming up, and I realized, oh my gosh, that's over here in Stony Brook where I live.
Rob Simpson is a member of the area's HOA and says after four other recent problems involving small planes, residents were already worried about something like this or worried that something like this might happen. The pilot has been identified as David Good, the founder of Good Skis in Ogden.
A police chase through three cities has ended with a woman in custody. West Valley police say they spotted a stolen vehicle, but the driver took off from a traffic stop. Officers say at one point she drove into oncoming traffic along Redwood Road in West Jordan. Eventually, they were able to stop her in South Jordan.
Funeral services have been set for Sandy Police Chief Bill O'Neill, who died of a heart attack on Sunday. Chief O'Neill's celebration of life will be held tomorrow evening at Jordan High School. His funeral will be held Saturday afternoon at Juan Diego High School. Chief O'Neill was only 48 years old.
A Utah state lawmaker wants to make it a crime to refuse a breathalyzer test or blood draw.
Under current law, if someone fails a field sobriety test, they're asked to either take a breath test or let the officers take a sample of their blood. District 45 Representative Stephen Elison says a growing number of suspected DUI drivers are refusing that chemical test.
There's some really ugly situations where they're trying to wrestle somebody to the ground.
If HB 139 passes, suspects would be informed that refusing the chemical test is itself a crime. He says the suspect can still refuse to give one, but the penalty for doing so would be like the penalty they would get for a DUI.
If it's your first DUI, it's one set of penalties. If it's the second DUI, there's enhanced penalties.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Very strong winds kicking up about midday ahead of a storm that moves in during the overnight hours tonight.
The winds picking up means a storm is on its way, folks, and we do expect snow to begin really early tomorrow morning. For the morning drive, it looks like we'll still be in the thick of it and then tapering off by later in the morning. The good news is that it looks like it clears out by noon Friday, and so for Friday afternoon through the weekend, it actually looks pretty nice. The temperatures will bounce back up to around 40 or so, which should help to melt off some of that valley snow that we get today.
Grant says the valleys could get 1 to 3 inches out of this storm, while the mountains could be in store for as much as a foot.
Impeachment readies for trial as new details emerge. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, articles of impeachment are exhibited in the Senate around 10 this morning, our time, and read by House managers. That's followed by Chief Justice Roberts swearing in all 100 senators. Senate leader Mitch McConnell.
This is precisely the kind of time for which the framers created the Senate.
McConnell indicates the trial itself begins Tuesday. Meanwhile, prosecutors in Ukraine have opened an investigation into whether U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was under illegal surveillance while in their country. Texts received by an associate of President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani suggest Yovanovitch was being followed. Utah's Morning News hears from Giuliani associate Lev Parmas coming up in a couple of minutes. Today, the U.S. Senate gives final ratification to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement this morning, giving President Trump a major victory. This comes a day after he signed phase one of a trade deal with China.
Most people thought this could never happen. Should have happened 25 years ago, by the way, but that's okay.
Work is already underway for phase two, and CNN releasing audio of the after-debate exchange between Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders following disagreement whether Sanders said a woman can't win the presidency.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now.
The news network co-hosted the I.O. event and had access to stage microphones. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Shawn Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Leaders from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints joined the relief efforts for the Philippines. One of the apostles, Elder Quentin L. Cook, is in the country and met with the president.
And we're able to give him the contribution from the church to help the people that have been so adversely impacted by this terrible volcano.
The church is providing more than $120,000 in donations and humanitarian aid. The money will be used to provide food, hygiene kits, and face masks to help protect from volcanic ash. Several of the church's chapels are also being used to house people who have been evacuated.
The U.S. Navy says no significant environmental harm would come from its proposed tripling of the size of a Nevada bombing training range. The expansion is being opposed by neighboring tribes and conservationists just east of Reno. The Navy says expanding the Fallon Naval Air Station is critical to meeting combat training needs with modern aircraft and weapons. Critics say it will harm fish and wildlife and restrict public access to federal lands.
First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report. Here's Andy.
Looking at a new crash, middle lane, southbound I-15 in downtown Salt Lake City. It's just after the 5th South on-ramp merge, and those of you coming through from Davis County or off of I-80 to head south on I-15 in Salt Lake City are the ones who'll be affected by that the most. Northbound, a couple spots of slowdowns in Draper and Sandy looks clear in Utah County, and some southbound I-15 slowdowns in Kaysville and Farmington. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
In depth now on Lev Parnas, the Russian-born businessman whose Ukraine work with Rudy Giuliani is at the heart of the impeachment inquiry. He and another Giuliani associate have been indicted on campaign finance charges.
Parnas broke his silence and spoke to MSNBC and CNN last night in an extended interviews. In this clip from CNN, Anderson Cooper, Parnas explains his role in working out a supposed deal to get an investigation on Hunter Biden announced.
The president has said, when you were arrested, the president of the United States said he didn't know you.
I don't know those gentlemen. Now, it's possible I have a picture with them because I have a picture with everybody. I don't know them.
The truth is out now, thank God. Yesterday was a big day for us. I thank God every day. I was worried that that day is not going to come. I thought they were going to shut me up, make me look like the scapegoat, and try to blame me for stuff that I wasn't done. But with God's help and a great legal team that I have besides me, we were able to get the information out, and now it's out there. So I welcome him to say that even more. Every time he says that, I'll show him another picture.
He's lying.
He's lying.
Your attorney in a tweet had said that there were two times in which you gave the message of a quid pro quo to Ukrainian officials. What were those two times?
I think there were probably a little bit more than two times, but there were several. The first quid pro quo we gave was when we met with President Poroshenko. That was
former president.
Former President Poroshenko.
And so what was your message to Poroshenko?
Poroshenko is that if he would make the announcement that he would get Trump would either invite him to the White House or make a statement for him, but basically would start supporting him for, president.
So that was the first quid pro quo. Poroshenko can come to the White House or get a meeting with Trump if he announces an investigation.
Correct.
What was the next one?
And you have to understand, because this was a transition time. He was Zelensky just won. He was president-elect. The number one thing on their agenda was not even the transition, it was to get the inauguration, because it was a big thing. He was a young
to show president. The American backing of the new
of
administration.
Of course, because he had no strength with
so
Russia.
Giuliani cancels his visit. because there's a lot of bad publicity about it in the United States. He cancels his visit. You go have the meeting with a high-level official in Zelensky's Correct. Circle. And what's the message you deliver?
I basically told him very strict and very stern that several things. A, that he needed to make an announcement. Zelensky needed to immediately make an announcement literally that night or tomorrow, within the next 24 hours, that they were opening up an investigation on Biden.
You go in, your message is announce the Biden investigation.
Announce the Biden investigation, get rid of certain individuals in that are the enemies of the president in his administration.
At that point, was there any mention of withholding of aid?
Yeah, it was, well, if they didn't make the announcement, basically, there would be no relationship, not just, it was no specific military, there was no aid that was going to be assisted, there was going to be no inauguration, Pence wouldn't be at the inauguration, and there would be no visit to the White House, there would be basically, they would have no communication.
More from Lev Parnas coming up at 7:15 on Utah's Morning News.
It's 7:09 now, and let's see what's happening on the roads out there. Brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Keeping an eye on your commute. Here's Andy.
Got a crash in downtown Salt Lake City, southbound I-15 for traffic heading through downtown. It's just before, or it's actually right after where the 5th South on-ramp merges onto the main flow. Highway Patrol's just pulled up onto the scene. They're blocking the left side now, maybe the HOV lane only. It does look like all the traffic in the main flow lanes gets to get past, but we've got backups of about two or three blocks. And then northbound 15, a heavy slow stretch between 114th and 106th South. Eric?
Got some congestion over on Bangor Highway northbound right before the 201. It's not too bad, though. 5600 West, that's a little bit slow between 3500 South and the Parkway Boulevard intersection. I-15 in Utah County, no problems there as you head north from Provo and Orem through Lehigh and Point of the Mountain. Heather?
Still a pretty good drive through Weber and Davis County. We just have a few slowdowns. Southbound I-15 through Kaysville heading into Farmington. US 89, just a little bit of backup from Oak Hills Drive, but overall, your delays are less than they normally are this time in the morning. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Heather Kelly and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
At 7 a.m., temperatures hovering in the low 30s, right about 33 degrees with mostly clear skies. Plenty of sunshine at 12 with a few increasing clouds. It'll be breezy conditions around noon. Temperatures at 47. More high clouds at 4, but still windy and 49 degrees. And then partly cloudy skies, windy at 7, 43. There's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 34 downtown.
Coming up in a moment, more from the interview with Lev Parnas, who was an associate of Rudy Giuliani's. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Governor Gary Herbert has quickly moved to stop the distribution of what he feels are inappropriately themed condoms by the Utah State Health Department. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live to explain the governor's objection. John?
Yeah, Tim, the State Department of Health says they were just trying to be creative in their goal to fight against HIV infections. Their idea was to use tongue-in-cheek plays on state slogans and then brand them on condoms that can be handed out. For example, a spin on the license plate ski slogan, the greatest snow on earth, but swapping around one of the words. Also the phrase, this is the place, along with about 10 other varieties. Now, some people found it funny, but like you said, one person who did not was Governor Gary Herbert. The governor's office has asked the health department to stop distribution in order for the packaging messages to be reworked. A statement issued by the governor's office said, in part, he does not approve the use of sexual innuendo as part of a taxpayer-funded campaign. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Japan's environment minister says he will take paternity leave when his first child is born later this month in order to set a good example for working fathers in Japan. Japanese men are traditionally absent from child rearing. The government recently began promoting paternity leave amid an aging population and dwindling birth rate. The environment minister says he'll take 2 weeks of leave over 3 months.
The hottest team in the NBA will try for their 11th straight win tonight. The Jazz are on the road in New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. Jazz haven't lost a game since before Christmas. In that time, they put together the NBA's best offense. That winning streak, by the way, started right after the trade with Cleveland for Jordan Clarkson.
Wow. Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, at around noon Mountain Time, Supreme Court Justice John Roberts is expected to be sworn in to preside over the Senate impeachment trial. We'll have live coverage on KS on his radio.
Senator Mitt Romney is one of a handful of conservative senators being targeted by a progressive group's ad campaign to get him to vote to remove President Trump in the upcoming impeachment trial.
And there is more talk about a potential Friends reunion once the classic sitcom begins streaming on HBO Max in May. HBO executives won't rule out the idea, but say nothing is in the works right now.
Dave can't believe how many small airplane crashes there have been in Utah in the last couple years.
It made me never want to fly again, at least in small planes.
But you live right in a flight path.
And have for 40 years.
Does it make you nervous?
That discussion today on Dave and Dujanovic.
KSL News Time now, 7:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the new Salt Lake Airport added another $500 million in expenses. New or expanded facilities there now have the cost at $4.1 billion. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Utah Jazz will try to win their 11th game in a row tonight in New Orleans. Over the past month, the Jazz have had the best offense in the NBA.
Third, let's check the commute. Looks like we've got a little snarl on I-15 southbound. Brought to you here by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning.
And that's right in downtown Salt Lake, just after the on-ramp from 500 South. You've got all the vehicles now moved over to the left side of the freeway, blocking HOV lane and left shoulder. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy, windy, and warm today. High temperatures up to 50. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 33 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The articles of impeachment against President Trump are set to be exhibited in the Senate in a few hours, while there are continuing questions about how long the Senate trial could last. ABC senior congressional correspondent Mary Bruce is on Capitol Hill.
The president's team thinks it is unlikely that this trial lasts more than 2 weeks, but it's not really up to the White House. And even a handful of key Republicans say they are interested in hearing from additional witnesses. And if they can force the Republican leader's hand by getting enough support to call for new testimony and additional evidence, well, then we could see a much longer trial here.
Ukrainian police say they have opened an investigation into the possibility that former U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch came under illegal surveillance before she was recalled from her post. A Trump administration plan to let communities and states refuse to accept refugees has hit a roadblock.
Three resettlement agencies had filed suit against the president, arguing that allowing states to opt out of accepting refugees has disastrous consequences, quote, for the image of the United States as the beacon of liberty. While 41 states agreed to continue welcoming refugees, Texas was the one that did not. Now a federal judge says it must.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. Good holiday shopping month. U.S. consumers lifted retail sales by the end of the month. You're listening to ABC News.
In depth now as we continue with Lev Parnas. He's one of the associates of Rudy Giuliani who's been indicted on campaign finance violations. He has begun a series of significant interviews detailing his role in the supposed attempt to get Ukraine to announce an investigation of Hunter Biden.
In this clip with CNN's Anderson Cooper from last night, Parnas was asked about a letter from Giuliani to the new Ukrainian president in which Giuliani stresses he is not representing the American government, but President Trump personally.
So he is making a very clear point that he's not representing the interests of the United States writ large of American national security. He's representing the interests of Donald J. Trump.
That was always the point.
That was always made.
That was always clear. He always made it clear that he doesn't represent wherever we went. He said, I don't represent the government. I represent the president of the United States.
So anything Rudy Giuliani wanted the government of Ukraine to do, that wasn't official U.S. policy. That was a personal benefit to the president of the United States.
Well, you know, when I was doing it, I thought it was all in the same. But obviously now, as I could see with the situation the way it is, I mean, it was strictly for him. But again, I thought he was our leader. He's the chief. He's the president. And it was all about 2020 to make sure he had another 4 years. And I didn't.
But that's how you personally viewed it, that this is about 2020 to help him get the next 4 years.
That was the way everybody viewed it. I mean, that was the most important thing, is for him to stay on for another 4 years and keep the fight going. I mean, there was no other reason for doing it.
And of course, the White House is saying the president did nothing wrong, and then the only reason that this man is talking is to try and get some sort of a break on the charges against him So we'll have more from their side of it, I'm sure, coming up on KS on his radio.
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani also coming out saying that Mr. Parnas is a, quote, proven liar. This in the New York Times today. And suggested he was undermining his credibility as a potential witness. His quote was, let him run himself and then I'll respond if necessary.
Mm.
There was also an accusation by Parnas, I believe, that Attorney General William Barr knew of his efforts in the Ukraine. And again, a response from the Justice Department spokeswoman called those claims false. So it's a back and forth that will continue to sort itself out just in time for this Senate trial, and we'll follow it for you on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
7:19, let's check Triple Team traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services, retirement planning, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, crash on I-15 southbound. It's been pulled over to the left shoulder just after the 500 south on-ramp in Salt Lake City, but the backups are stretching back almost to 600 north right now. Again, that's in Salt Lake going south away from downtown. Heading towards it, you're going to see some brake lights between 123rd and 106. 6 South. You'll see some Bangor Highway backups, mostly at 6200 South, and all the other lights fairly minimal. Eric?
Just some usual congestion over in Tooele County on SR 36 northbound at Stansbury Park right before the Mills Junction turnoff to Grantsville, and then also at the Lake Point entrance to I-80. Just a couple extra seconds there. I-15 in Utah County looking pretty normal right now. Good times from Provo to Point of the Mountain. 20 minutes of travel time there. Heather?
We may have a crash on Legacy Park. Parkway. Unfortunately, we don't have a camera in that area, but traffic is coming to a halt southbound just after Glover's Lane, and that extends for about half a mile. So you might want to allow extra time on your drive or maybe stay on I-15. If you do take I-15, you'll see your typical delays between Layton Parkway and the Kaysville Ponds, and after that, you're at speed into downtown. Start your new year off fresh with clean and a call to Zero Res Carpet Cleaning. Get three rooms of carpet cleaned for just $89.95. Online at ZeroResSaltLake.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We've got some calm days in between a couple of storms in your 7 day. Here's Grant.
It's a windy day, partly cloudy, and really warming up before a storm gets here. Highs today right around 50 degrees. Early tomorrow morning, here comes the snow. We'll expect snow for the morning drive tomorrow. Highs 38 for our Friday. Saturday up to 40 and more clouds. Sunshine on Sunday, we're up to 41, and then partly cloudy Monday, 42. Back in the 40s Tuesday with clouds, and then snow possible Wednesday, 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, by the way, the temperature downtown is 33 degrees. I just glanced up at the monitor and saw that this man we've been sharing some of his interview with, Lev Parnas, he said he would be willing to testify in the impeachment trial, and he also said that John Bolton would be a very important witness. That's just his particular opinion, but we'll continue to follow that back and forth on KSL News Radio.
A lot of people don't think that it's a coincidence that this is choreographed on the day that of this is happening in the Senate today as well. Hey, do you feel a little pain when you go to the pump? I think
we all do
sometimes. Would it be less painful if we gave you $500 in gas? I think the answer to that is yes.
Did you just go to KSLNewsRadio.com today and register for your chance to earn $500 in free gas? And then you just listen. It's courtesy of Maverick, Adventure's First Stop, and KSL News Radio.
It's hard to believe 2020 is already here. Where does time go? With a new year and start upon us, I'm going to challenge you to place one more priority on your list. What would you give for a fresh set of eyeballs? I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and my request is simple. If you're working with another financial advisor, give us the opportunity to provide you a fresh set of eyeballs. You already see the value a financial advisor can bring, so you're the type of client we enjoy working with the most. However, not all advisors are the same. Our advisors are not just financial advisors, they're fiduciary advisors. We have hearts of teachers and are a vetted Dave Ramsey Provester and will always place your best interests first. And that's exactly why most of our clients come from other financial advisors. For a fresh set of eyeballs, call us today, 801-899-7600, or visit us at TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
I'm Dr. Rick Gregoire. I am a family physician here at Midtown Community Health Center. Medicine in America is pretty reactive. What has been largely ignored is the other 80% of what makes people healthy.
Governor Mike Leavitt, founder Leavitt Partners.
Health is more than genetics and lifestyle choices. There are many social issues that contribute to health concerns, such as the conditions of where people live, learn, work, and play. Intermountain Healthcare is pioneering an alliance that collaborates with organizations to solve these complex issues.
Intermountain has a genuine interest in improving the health of the community because they realize that this will lift everyone up and create a more stable foundation for their health. Individual health improves, community health improves, and we can provide more care to more people.
The goal is to improve the health of everyone in Utah and the nation. Intermountain is striving to make real change in the daily lives of people.
Visit our website, intermountain.com, to learn more about our initiative.
A wrestling Hall of Famer has passed away. Let's get the details from Shawn Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, the father of actor and wrestling star Dwayne The Rock Johnson has died. Rocky Johnson was 75 and was a fan favorite in the days of the World Wrestling Federation.
Rocky's got to get out of there. He's got to make that tag, but he won't last too much longer.
That's the voice of Pierre Clement, known as Pat Patterson, when he was the arch-villain, with Rocky Johnson as the big hero for big-time wrestling in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's where his son Dwayne was born. Having the African-Canadian as the good guy and the blue-eyed blonde as the villain was later considered groundbreaking, but fans thought nothing of it in the early 70s. They just loved Rocky Johnson. A cause of death has not been named. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Shawn Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. AT&T is getting ready to launch the HBO Max streaming service, which combines HBO with their newly acquired content from Time Warner. The service will cost $15 a month.
Starbucks expanding a program that tries to open stores and hire employees from low-income communities. The Seattle-based company plans to open or remodel 85 stores by 2025 in their rural and urban communities across the U.S. Each of these stores will work with their local chapters of the United Way to offer job training.
California is considering raising taxes on some of the country's largest companies. The size of the tax increase would depend on how much a company pays its top executives. One of the supporters of the bill is Abigail Disney, who is the granddaughter of Roy Disney, who helped co-found the Disney Company.
I heard some of her testimony this morning, and she was saying specifically about Disney's CEO, Iger, that he makes 1,400% more than the average Disney employee.
And she doesn't improve.
Talked about the struggles. Let's see what's happening on the Dow this morning. The Dow futures up 94 already today. They're estimating we could open 120 points on the plus side. The S&P is up by 11.5, and the NASDAQ this hour up 36.
Let's check your morning commute, and we'll do that next on KSL News Radio.
Well, the holidays are over, and now is the time to start thinking about a new year of the RV season that's on the way. And if you've been thinking about an RV, new or an upgrade, or your first one, then don't wait. The preseason blowout sale is happening right now with low season pricing like these. A 2020 Bushwhacker with an off-road package for only $9,888 or $119 a month, zero down. Or the new 2020 Salem 177 BQ Bunkhouse for only $14,923 or $159 a month, zero down. Or how about the 2020 Gulfstream BT Cruiser 5210, fully self-contained motorhome, only $61,778 or $450 a month, zero down. See store for details. Don't wait to pay more in the spring. The best deals are happening right now at Paris RV, 4360 South State, or 5545 South State, or online at parisrv.com.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Listen up. We're rewarding KSL listeners with $500 in free gas.
We're giving away Maverick fuel cards
three times a day, starting January 21st.
Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com to register.
And then just listen.
Thanks for making us part of your daily commute.
From Maverick,
adventure's first stop at KSL News Radio.
Doug and Steve on the road tomorrow for the movie show at Minky Couture in Layton. They'll be there 9 to noon. You can tune in to hear special offers and discounts at Minky Couture, the best gift ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com. 729 Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. What's it look like out there, Andy?
Right now we've got slowdowns on I-15 off and on between 123rd and 90th South. Backups on Bangor Highway going up past 62, 47th South. And the crash still being cleaned up 56th West just before SR-201. But traffic is still slow all the way to 35th South. Eric?
In Utah County, you're looking at normal travel times as you head north from Provo to Point of the Mountain. No delays between Provo and Orme, at least so far this morning, so that's good news. Out in Saratoga Springs, seeing a few more cars enter the picture and some congestion at Pioneer Crossing, but none really over at 2100 North. Nothing of note that's going to cause you any time. Heather?
We do have stop-and-go traffic, southbound 15 from Layton to Kaysville. Then you hit the brakes just after Beck Street the rest of the way into downtown Salt Lake, and that is due to a crash in downtown that's right after 500 South. That's been moved over to the left shoulder. For those of you opting to take Legacy Parkway, you will have delays as well from Farmington all the way into Parish Lane and Centerville. Not sure why those delays are occurring, but there could be a crash in there. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and let's check that forecast and find out how warm it gets today. Back over to you, Grant.
Well, if you've been here long enough, you know you've heard the term warm before the storm. Today, it's one of those days. It's the south winds pick up, and our temperatures by this afternoon hovering around 50 degrees. Not going to last long, though. The winds picking up means a storm is on its way, and it gets here into the overnight hours. So early tomorrow morning, we'll expect snow, widespread snow for the Wasatch Front. Morning drive tomorrow. Highs tomorrow 38 and 1 to 3 inches in the valleys by tomorrow afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 7:30.
It is 34 degrees.
Plenty of delays out there this morning from minor crashes. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, a pilot has died after another small plane crash in Roy.
It appears to be a bit of a magnet for these types of accidents.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who joins us live with the latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, just after 3 yesterday, this plane went down in a Weber County townhome neighborhood, which is near 50th South and Airport Road in Roy. Officials say the 64-year-old pilot, David Good, took off from Sky Park Airport in Bountiful and was supposed to land at the Ogden-Hinkley Airport. Officials say Good was alone in the plane, and they still don't know what caused it to go down. Witnesses driving down I-15 claim they saw the plane turn abruptly and then fall from the sky, followed by a plume of black smoke. No other injuries were reported in the accident. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Warm and windy today. Temperatures near 50, but so will the winds be at 50, maybe even 60 miles per hour out on the West Desert ahead of another storm as it arrives overnight.
It's all about timing. It looks like this storm will kind of time perfectly with the morning drive tomorrow, starting really early. How much snow do we expect? To anywhere from, say, 3 to 7 inches of snow in the Park City area, the Wasatch Back. That'll be by tomorrow around noon. Mountains could get up to another foot, we'll say between 6 and 12 inches. And then the valleys should get a decent amount of snow. Could be an inch at the low end, we'll say between 1 and 3 inches of snow.
Grant says things clear out by midday Friday, leave us a dry weekend with temperatures near 40.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The group Stand Up America is expected to be aggressively courting Utah Senator Mitt Romney in an effort to get his vote in favor of removing President Trump from office.
Will Mitt Romney stand up to Donald Trump and uphold his oath of office? That's what an email flyer from the self-proclaimed progressive advocacy organization asked. The group will spend more than $300,000 on digital organizing efforts nationally and will target other senators, including Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Jeff Manchin of West Virginia. Stand Up America says they will use tactics, including driving constituents to visit Senate offices, including Senator Romney's, and launching a volunteer-driven peer-to-peer texting campaign in Utah. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The Chief Justice heads to the Senate today to swear in jurors. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Isle is back live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, House managers present articles of impeachment to the Senate this morning. Then senators are sworn in as jurors at noon Mountain Time. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy noted after Speaker Pelosi signed the transmittal order yesterday at a desk with a sign reading hashtag defend our democracy.
Asked what a Senate acquittal would mean, she said it didn't matter. The president is impeached forever.
The actual trial begins next week, probably Tuesday. The Senate expected to pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement today, a day after President Trump signed phase one of a trade deal with China. That happens before impeachment. The Delta Airlines plane that sprayed jet fuel on school kids in Southern California did not have permission from the tower to dump fuel.
Okay, so you don't need to hold the dump fuel or anything like that?
Negative. We'll be requesting runway 25 right.
A request to dump fuel would have had the tower send the plane to a specified location, 31 kids treated for exposure. And an Amber Alert led to the rescue of an 11-year-old girl in Springfield, Massachusetts. Charlotte Mosha was abducted after getting off the school bus, then was rescued unharmed. State police give her some credit.
It's amazing. I can't believe how strong she was dealing with this.
The kidnapper was captured. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A 16-year-old Houston high school student has been charged with manslaughter after a deadly shooting. Prosecutors say the boy accidentally shot and killed his friend inside their high school's ROTC room on Tuesday. The boy ran off and was arrested several hours later. He's being charged as a minor.
Many people in the Philippines are using chapels owned by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for shelter after the volcanic eruption. An apostle for the church, Elder Quentin L. Cook, is there. He met with the Philippine president yesterday.
We let him know that there are 800,000 members of the church in the Philippines. And that's not a huge percentage of the Philippine people, but for us, with 16 million members, it's 5% of our church.
The church also donated money, time, and food, along with hygiene kits and some other supplies.
Coming up on KSL, a family's car gets stuck in the middle of nowhere, but a 20-mile hike saved the day.
And we'll check your Triple Team traffic.
We are still seeing slowing going through the downtown area, southbound I-15 from the north interchange to downtown, also in Davis County between Layton and Gatesville. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 7:35.
We love our KSL listeners, so we're giving away $500 in free gas three times a day for weeks. Earn your Maverick fuel card at KSLNewsRadio.com. Then listen to KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Let me say that again. There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. And these strategies could mean tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Learn how you could take advantage of these strategies and get more from your Social Security benefits with a free, customized analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, who's been featured on ABC, NBC, and Fox News. To get this free Social Security analysis, you must be one of the first 10 callers right now at 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
We are watching Utah's money just after the opening bell on Wall Street. Look what's happening here. The Dow Jones Industrial up 157 points right now at 29,187. The S&P 500 up almost 17, the NASDAQ up going on 61 here. They say it's after some strong economic data. 28 of the 30 Dow stocks are up so far. We'll have more coming up at 7:55 here on Utah's Morning News.
A father and son had to walk more than 20 miles to find help after bad GPS directions got their family stuck south of St. George. KS on his radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the family was on their way home from a vacation in California last week and wanted to see the Grand Canyon. Their Maps app told them to drive onto unpaved backcountry roads east of Mesquite. They went 30 to 40 miles along high dirt roads before getting stuck in deep mud, clay, and snow. The dad and teenage son started walking and left the mom and younger kids in the car. They walked more than 20 miles to get to a spot with cell service. BLM rangers found them, then found the car. They call it truly miraculous they all survived. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
7:39, let's check Triple Team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services, Retirement Planning, and back over to you, Andy.
And I'm seeing a lot of delays on the city streets right now, a bunch that's just popped up over on 700 East going up between 39th and 33rd South. May have a crash or something there. Bangor Highway's been seeing backups from West Jordan all the way through West Valley. 56th West has, because of a crash just before the 21st South Freeway in West Valley, has you backed almost to 4100 South. And if you're taking I-15 North, you've got delays between the Bangor Draper exit and almost 90th South, Eric.
It's slow going northbound Foothill Drive from I-80 up to the University of Utah. Fortunately, it's not so bad that it's backing up over onto the 215 East Belt. I-80 into the mountains, that looks good this morning going out to Park City. You do have some congestion, though, trying to enter the Park City area from US 40. If you're westbound on Currents Boulevard, that's just usual congestion there. I-15 Utah County, no problems. Heather?
I-15 is the problem roadway this morning coming out of Davis County. You start off with your typical delays from Layton through Kaysville. Then you're going to be stop and go in North Salt Lake all the way into downtown. That's due to an earlier crash that just cleared. All the lanes are open, but it's going to take time for those delays to clear out. And then Legacy Parkway, we finally had one of our traffic troopers let us know that there was a crash approaching Parrish Lane. And it seems to be in the clearing stages. Some of your delays are easing, but you will be very slow from Farmington down to Parrish Lane. Xin Yun presents 5,000 years of civilization combining ancient legends with exquisite dance, live orchestra, and enthralling ancient art. It will leave you in awe. Coming to Eccles Theater, visit xinyun.com. Heather Kelly and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Back to the Weather Center with Grant.
Winds picking up today. That means a storm is on its way. It's going to be warm, windy today with some gusts around 30 miles an hour. Could be stronger in some places. Partly cloudy. We're up to 50 degrees. And then tomorrow's snow showers begin early, early in the morning through the midday hours, 1 to 3 inches in the valleys tomorrow. Highs tomorrow, 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Still 34 downtown.
Coming up in a moment, we'll find out more about what Vladimir Putin has done. Fascinating. He's talking about possibly changing the Constitution so he could stay in power longer. More with the ABC News foreign correspondent Patrick Reeval in a moment on KS on his radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news station.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, it's never good news. Keep in mind, it's not just you.
I owed roughly $34,000.
$61,000.
When the IRS first contacted me, I was horrified.
When they start hounding you and harassing you and assaulting you.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
From what I got told was being done in a matter of 2 years, he had done in a matter of like 48 hours.
It's a great thing to have the IRS off your back.
We have reduced our tax liability by over $42,000.
Once I signed on with Jordan, I never talked to the IRS again.
It changed our lives.
You need someone to fight for you. Visit taxhelput.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit taxhelput.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Jordan Wilcox can help. TaxHelpUT.com.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Spencer-Brown, Chief Content Officer of Cruise Media and former Editor-in-Chief of Cruise Critic. One of my favorite places in the world to go is Alaska. It is such an amazing, vast, and untouched wilderness. And because there is so much to see, you really want to take a cruise there. I love both the Holland America Line and Princess Cruises because they have the most itineraries going to Glacier Bay, where you can sail right up to these giant, awe-inspiring glaciers and watch them crack off and land in the water with this thundering boom. It's the most incredible experience. And for land travel, they have a glass dome train that lets you see everything. You get off your cruise, it's seamless, you transfer onto this beautiful train, and you take a ride to Denali National Park, where you can stay at their exclusive lodges. And because Holland America Line and Princess Cruises own and operate their ships, lodges, and trains, everything is easy and effortless as they take care of every little detail. So if you're planning on going to Alaska, you really want to go this year. And you definitely want to go with the Alaska experts, Holland America Line or Princess Cruises. Explore more at goalaskanow.com.
Bedrock Quartz, shaping nature's stone to beautify your home. You know the kitchen is the heart of your home. So 2020 is the year to upgrade your kitchen and bath. Visit Bedrock Quartz to see 50 new countertop colors for your remodel.
My name's Doug Jessup. I'm with Sage Homes. We use Bedrock Quartz for a number of reasons. One of the biggest reasons that we use Bedrock Quartz is for their fabrication. I was very impressed with the quality, and we've been using Bedrock ever since, and it's been fantastic.
Visit one of our four Utah showrooms in West Jordan, Pleasant Grove, Layton, and St. George to see all the new colors.
When you're designing your new home, countertops are probably one of the biggest aspects of that home. You know, they're a statement.
And many of last year's best colors are still on sale through the end of the month.
Kitchen is absolutely the main focal point of a home. And that's why we feel it's so important that you do have the right countertop in the kitchen. We certainly feel like we get that from Bedrock Quartz.
2020 is the year to upgrade your kitchen and bath. Visit bedrockquartz.com.
I can't think of a better time than right now in this moment of history to signed up for the late breaking news information coming directly to your phone. You can do that so simply. Just text the word news, N-E-W-S, to the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500 and opt in to get that information when you need it. KSL News Time now, 7:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, neighbors are worried about another deadly plane crash in Roy. The crash yesterday killed David Good, the founder of Good Skis in Ogden.
Second, Senator Mitt Romney is one of a handful of Republican senators being pressured publicly by a progressive group to vote to remove President Trump in the upcoming impeachment trial.
And third, keeping an eye on your drive, brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning.
And I-15 has delays in both directions trying to get into downtown Salt Lake. U.S. 89 also very congested from Layton into Fruit Heights. And you've got big delays on 5600 West heading north toward the 201 freeway. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy, windy, and warm today. High temperatures up to 50. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
34 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
The articles of impeachment against President Trump handed to the Senate on Wednesday. So what happens now?
Later today, Chairman Adam Schiff, who is leading the team that is prosecuting the case against the president, will take to the Senate floor and outline the charges that the president abused his power and obstructed Congress by pushing Ukraine to investigate his rivals. Then the Chief Justice, John Roberts, will be here to be sworn in. He will be presiding over the entire trial, and then he will administer the oath to all 100 senators who will be acting as jurors throughout this entire thing.
ABC senior congressional correspondent Mary Bruce on Capitol Hill. Rudy Giuliani associate Lev Parnas telling MSNBC President Trump was fully aware of the pressure campaign against Ukraine. The White House says the president did nothing wrong. Senate will take up the North American-Mexico-Canada trade agreement later today. The NAFTA replacement expected to pass. Group of students from Christian, Jewish and Muslim faiths will be at the White House today as the president takes a stand in favor of letting them pray in public schools. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We're hoping to go in depth here with ABC News foreign correspondent Patrick Reivel. We'll keep an eye on the phone, but Russian President Vladimir Putin has forced his cabinet to resign and is making major political changes. You and I were talking about this off the air because we saw it starting to roll across many of the wires yesterday and the day before.
Yes, it was yesterday.
And didn't make sense in the beginning. Medvedev, of course, said that he was resigning.
Or getting fired but not admitting it.
And there were a lot of people speculating that he didn't do it, of his own volition. But it really looks like Putin is putting forth an effort to set up a powerful role for himself after his term is up in 2024. It's tough for us to digest because we don't know the inner workings of the Soviet government.
Yeah. And I wonder, and I would love to understand better, how difficult is it to change the Constitution in Russia? I mean, we can only compare it to what we understand here in the United States,
yeah,
where it's incredibly difficult to change the Constitution.
Right.
And a president can't just decide to do something like that. You don't just fire the prime minister and have the entire cabinet walk out.
Here's what we do know. Putin is in the midst of his second term and is constitutionally prohibited from seeking a third consecutive term, although it feels like...
Unless he changes the Constitution.
Yeah, it feels like to me he's been there my entire life anyway. And it's not the first time. This explains it a little bit, that Putin has manipulated the government in his favor. The last time, when he ended his second consecutive presidential term in 2008, swapped places with Prime Minister Medvedev. Let's get Patrick Reval in here from Moscow. We were just talking between us, Patrick, that we don't understand the workings of the Russian government. How easy is it for Putin to pull something like this off?
Yeah, you know, it's one of the things I've been thinking about as well. I mean, the really remarkable thing is, so Putin, you know, effectively has announced he's going to make huge changes to Russia's constitution, and you know, yesterday effectively fired his government and replaced it. And today they've appointed a new prime minister, and he's done all of that in a single day without anyone knowing that was going to happen in advance. And I think, you know, that tells you really quite how incredible his control is over the political system in Russia. And quite, you know, how closed it is as well, because this came as a complete shock, not just to reporters and ordinary Russians, but also Russian media has been reporting most of the government didn't know this was going to happen. Essentially, Putin came up with a plan and then executed it, and we all then have to kind of run to catch up.
How difficult is it to change the constitution in Russia?
So, you know, on paper, relatively difficult, but the fact is that Putin's ruling party has an overwhelming majority in parliament. They have a supermajority that would allow them to do it, which he's had for a couple of years now, which people believe was perhaps something he deliberately obtained in order to change the constitution. You know, this time, though, he's announced there's going to be something that we don't fully know how it's going to take place yet. He announced a public vote, and people assumed that would be a referendum, but now it's looking like it might be something more complicated. But in principle, you know, if Putin wants to do it, he can do it.
I mentioned that this has happened before. It was 2008 that he swapped roles with Medvedev. This is what I was struggling to remember. He swapped roles, moved to the prime minister position at the end of his second term, and then went back in and started over, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is very much related to that. You know, this is all about how Putin stays in power when the next term limit comes up. Because, so as you might know, Russia has a term limit, like the U.S., of two consecutive presidential terms, but Putin is already in his fourth term, and that's because he did this trick that you referred to. He basically focused on that word consecutive, and so he passed the presidency to Dmitry Medvedev, his close ally, and Putin sat in the prime minister's position for 4 years while Medvedev was president. And then Putin came back and said, well, look, we've started from scratch. But what yesterday's announcement shows is that he's not planning to repeat that trick. Now they're going to come up with something new, and something that appears quite complicated. It most likely will involve Putin taking some kind of new position outside the presidency, but all of these moves are so that he can retain power even once he's done that.
We'll check traffic in just about 30 seconds, but can you tell us just briefly about what this investigation is that's been opened in Ukraine into the surveillance of Maria Yovanovitch?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're following this now. As you might know, associates of Rudy Giuliani, in particular Lev Parnas, and a Republican congressional candidate called Robert Hyde, basically were exchanging text messages during a period when Rudy Giuliani was attempting to have Ambassador Yovanovitch removed. And, you know, when these text messages were published by the House Intelligence Committee this week, people said, well, this looks awfully like they're spying on a U.S. ambassador. And now Ukraine has said, well, we must open an investigation. We are legally obligated to open an investigation into this because by our law and by international law, we're obligated to protect any foreign diplomat in our country. And this potentially could rise to breaking those laws that are meant to protect diplomats.
Fascinating.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Patrick, as I understand it, actually broke that story for ABC on the In-Depth here at 15 and 45. We know we're a couple of minutes late, but we wanted to have this conversation with him this morning. Let's head over to the traffic center and see what's happening with Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning.
Your I-15 delays going north are really just between Draper and Sandy and a spot around 53rd South Murray. And we've got a crash eastbound on 33rd South just before you get to I-15 in the left lane. Eric?
Slowdowns Foothill Drive northbound to the U and also in Tooele County, SR-36 up to I-80. Heather?
Off and on delay, southbound 15 from Layton into downtown. Updating your kitchen in 2020? Visit Durden's Appliance, 5th South Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price. And try before you buy in 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Quick look at that 7-day forecast, Grant.
Got those winds picking up today, especially into the afternoon. Could see some strong gusts in places. Partly cloudy, high temperatures topping out about 50 degrees. Tomorrow, here comes the snow for the early morning drive, and then tapering off afternoon. Tomorrow's high is 38, and then a lot of clouds on Saturday. We're up to 40. Not a bad day on Sunday. We're up to 41. We get plenty of sunshine and a decent day Monday. Partly cloudy and still up to 42 degrees. Clouds Tuesday, 41, and then snow Wednesday possible, 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
34 downtown.
Depression, anxiety, PTSD, chronic pain, OCD, and other mental health conditions. Seems like no matter what you've tried, it just doesn't seem to work. Imagine what it would be like to have relief from these afflictions. Psychological and neurologic conditions are some of the most misunderstood and yet overtreated conditions the public has ever experienced. There is hope. Maybe it's time to take a different treatment path. It's time to reset your brain and reset your life. Therapy Reset just might be the lifelong answer you've been searching for. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. It stimulates neuron growth and helps brain cells communicate better with each other. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. Visit ResetUtah.com for more information and call today. The consultation is free, and the result could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
I'm here with Jay Broadbent from Alpine Home Medical. Jay, tell us about your CPAP supply replacement.
At Alpine Home Medical, we can do CPAP replacement automatically. We've noticed that most people hang on to their equipment way too long, when in reality, it's meant to be replaced every few months.
So how do you know when you're eligible through your insurance for new equipment?
We'll do all the insurance work for you. We'll set you up and ship new supplies straight to your door. That way, your equipment never gets old and nasty.
So the insurance work is done for us, and you ship it right to the door, and your CPAP supplies are new and clean. Jay, what's the process?
It's simple. Just visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. You can chat with us online or call in to set up your CPAP shipments. Again, visit us online today at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
You know, Amanda, when people talk about the important things when it's time to buy a home or build a home, it's usually about location and where the kids are going to go to school. But the fact is, if you can't afford that monthly payment, that location doesn't matter much. I would say interest rates are the most important thing.
And with home values so high and mortgage rates at their lowest point in years, now is a perfect time to refinance your home mortgage.
Here's an example. If you closed your loan between 2016 and 2018, there's a good chance you could benefit from the mortgage financing right now at UCCU.
What's wonderful about UCCU is that they really help us as homeowners to save money so we can use that lower interest rate to make repairs or remodels. We can improve and raise the value of our home.
Or give you the money to do things like getting a new car or finally taking that dream family vacation. UCCU has experts at work at every branch, seasoned professionals ready to help you improve your cash flow, consolidate your debt, eliminate your mortgage insurance, and a lot more.
Go to UCCU.com. UCCU, love where you bank.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Let's just take a quick look at how the market's doing this morning. It's starting off to be a good day. The Dow is up 152 points at 29,181. The S&P up 16 and the NASDAQ up 68.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is never an easy decision, nor should it be. You didn't get married to get divorced, and if your thinking is right, you won't choose divorce when good alternatives exist. Having said that, if you're a man facing divorce, you should know that, like many things in life, timing is important. Too often guys find themselves in a divorce court when their businesses are thriving, when their investments are appreciating, and their income soaring. Not surprisingly, these conditions tend to produce more painful property divisions and richer support orders. The reverse is typically true when men are in less favorable financial circumstances, when their assets and their ability to pay are diminished. My point is simply this. Divorce may make the most sense for men when they can least afford it. Think about it.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Looking to get your business off to a fast start in the new year? It's go time. Switch to Comcast Business today. Get fast, reliable internet on the nation's largest gig speed network. Automatic internet backup to keep you connected even if the power goes out. And cloud-based security so you can protect all your connected devices against new threats like phishing and malware. Greenlight your business in the new year with a great deal. Get started now with 35 megabit internet and one voice line for $64.90 per month for 2 years. For a limited time, get a free $100 prepaid card when you switch today and add Comcast Business Security Edge. Kick your year off the right way with fast, reliable internet for your business. There's never been a better time than now. So what's stopping you? Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Comcast Business Security Edge and Connection Pro available for an additional monthly charge. Offer ends 1/31/21 prepaid card per company. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
7:59, let's check Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services, Retirement Planning. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, a lot of delays right around there on the 215 I-15 interchange in Murray. Northbound lanes backed up between 72nd and 53rd. Now we've got east and westbound delays approaching I-15 along the 215 area as well. I-15 in Draper, bumper-to-bumper between the Bangor and 114th South exits. And we're seeing delays switching from 21st from 215 onto the 201 freeway near Redwood Road, Eric.
No major problems getting out to the Wasatch Back this morning. U.S. 189 through Provo Canyon looking good. And you've got dry roads on I-80 heading out to Park City. I-15, Utah County, not seeing any delay problems this morning between Provo and Orem. That kind of has been a problem the last few days, but so far today it's looking good going through there up to American Fork. Heather?
We've got a report of a crash southbound 15 near Hillfield Road in Layton, but I've never seen it. From there, you're stop and go into downtown Salt Lake. The Utah Auto Expo, January 17th through 20th at Mountain America Exposition Center. Come see the hottest new cars and trucks. Go to AutoExpoUtah.com for discounts. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
50 for a high today, but what you get along with that are 50-mile-an-hour winds possible, so make sure everything's battened down.